made it all the way from Saudi Arabia to be able to give us a little bit of a talk and help us understand Islam better from our scholars. Today we have Shahzad Mohammadzan from Saudi Arabia in regard to Ma'arif, the Ministry of Education and Islamic Sciences, and we will be listening to him, and inshallah you will enjoy his talk. Sheikh Khan, assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, salam. Wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa ala man sara ala nahjihi wa aqtafa bi atharihi ila yawmin jini amma ba'd. Ikhwati fillah. لقد ميز الله عز وجل المسلم وأمره أن يكون مميزا بدينه وأخلاقه وتعامله، ولهذا نهاه عن التشبه بالكفار، فثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث الصحيح أنه قال: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. وهذا يقتضي تحريم التشبه بالكفار، وقد جعل الله العزة كل العزة في المؤمنين، فقال سبحانه: ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. لأن الله ارتضى هذا الدين لعباده فلا يقبل دينا غيره، كما قال سبحانه: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. ومع هذا فإنك تأسف لحال كثير من المسلمين الذين انصهروا في المجتمعات غير الإسلامية وتشبهوا بهم في شعائرهم وعاداتهم وتصرفاتهم، وما ذاك إلا لضعف الإيمان في قلوب هؤلاء، وهذا يولد عندهم انهزامية نفسية فيشعر بالنقص، وبالتالي يتشبه بهم.
السلام عليكم. This is Gavan Khan speaking English. Sheikh Khan just said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Islam to be the religion for all of his creatures, especially in mankind and human beings. Islam is a distinguished religion. Consequently, a Muslim is asked to be distinguished in all of his aspects in his daily life. Is asked not to look like the material unbelievers. The Prophet, the Messenger of Islam, peace and blessing to Allah be upon him, said, "Whoever imitates a group of people, he will be considered part of them." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his Prophet, when he said in the glorious book, that to say the Quran is clean, verily and surely success is just only for Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also confirmed that Islam, and only Islam, is the choice for all mankind, when He said in His glorious book, "Whoever chooses other than Islam to be his religion, he will not be accepted, and he will be among his deluders in the hereafter." However, some Muslims, if they were immersed in the Western society, thinking that they just lost their real ID and they cannot be distinguished unless they follow the non-believers in their science and their daily life. But regardless of what achievement in science they got, a Muslim must be distinguished by having his Islam and enjoying the good characteristics in Islam.
إن الهوية الإسلامية جزء لا يتجزأ من ديننا وأساس من أسس إيماننا، ولا بد أن نحافظ على هذه الهوية، لأن أعز ما نملك في هذه الحياة هو ديننا. ولهذا كانت المصيبة العظمى والرزية الكبيرة في مصيبة الدين، ولهذا كان من دعائه صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا. إن أعظم أسلوب في الدعوة إلى الله هو الدعوة بأفعالنا النابعة من فعاليم ديننا الإسلامي. ولهذا فإذا قرأنا في التاريخ فسنجد أن أندونيسيا مثلا، وهي أكبر دولة إسلامية من ناحية عدد المسلمين، دخلها الإسلام عن طريق تأثر شعبها بأخلاق التجار المسلمين.
Sheikh has just said that really Muslim ID is a part of our religion and part of our faith. It must be kept. It must be kept to have our religion protected and kept till the year after. So it is one of the most important things that we got in this life to preserve and to keep, and not to have it affected by other religions or other creeds. Therefore, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, "Oh Allah," and he used to pray and supplicate Allah, saying, "Oh Allah, do not afflict us, or do not make our problem affected our religion," because you know the great sin and the great problem is that which affects one's religion. One of the most important techniques in propagating for Islam and making dawah is to apply Islam in one's daily life, which was basically based on his instructions. For example, if we had a quick look in our Islamic history, we just found that in Indonesia, for example, and it is one of the biggest Islamic countries with respect to the population of the Muslims, Islam got there without fighting, without any other way but trading. The Muslim traders were really good model examples to be the good dealers, the good sellers, and the good purchasers. Therefore, one has to keep his Muslim ID and to apply Islam, and as they say, we really need these but not words.
ولهذا نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن التشبه بالكافرين، فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. لأن التشبه بهم في الظاهر يولد مع مرور الوقت محبتهم في الباطن، وهذا مما يخالف عقيدة المسلم الصحيحة. لا يمكن أن يكون الداعية داعية إلى الله وهو منغمس وغريق بالتشبه بالكفار في شعائرهم وعاداتهم وأخلاقهم. إن دعوته وهو على هذه الحال ضرب من العبث واللهو. ولهذا فإن أعظم دعوة يمتثلها المسلم هي امتثاله بأوامر الشرع قولا وعملا.
أجد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم asked us not to imitate or look like human beings. When he said, whoever looks like or imitates human beings will be considered powerful. This is simply because if you look like someone in your appearance, this would create a triangle on that you would admire even his intellect and his way of thinking. And this is something goes against Muslim's creed and doctrine. The caller for Islam and the propagator for Islam cannot be this way, and you cannot go this way to be amazed by the appearance of the non-believers. But instead, he has to reject what is bad in their characteristics and their appearance, and admire what is good in their characteristics and appearance, and to have his basics and his doings are really based on his religion and success. His propagation in such a case, if he admires the non-believers' characteristics, will be some kind of even playing around. But instead, it must be done according to the Prophet's technique and to the Prophet's way, when he was doing actually his da'wah by his own behavior before uttering a single word. Therefore, a Muslim must watch his manners, must watch his words, and he must watch his behavior before doing or saying any single word, because as we mentioned, we need to put our information in action and to have it put in practice.
وتشبه المسلمين بالكفار يعتبر شائعا في هذا العصر، وسنذكر شيئا من ذلك للحذر أولا ولبيان أن التشبه شائع في عصرنا هذا، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. فمن منكرات التشبه بغير المسلمين أن بعض المسلمين لا يلتزم بالتحية الإسلامية وهي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، ويقول بدلا منها صباح الخير أو مساء الخير أو مرحبا وغيرها من الكلمات التي يستعملها غير المسلمين، فيتشبهون بهم ويحرمون أنفسهم من أجر وثواب السلام الشرعي، وهو 30 حسنة كما ورد في الحديث الصحيح.
Imitating the non-believers and adapting their way of life suddenly become so famous, I mean, most trouble nowadays. And this is unfortunately done by most of the Muslims. To warn our Muslim brothers and to make it so clear for them, we would just enumerate some of the aspects that are so famous with regards to this topic. First aspect that the Muslims just look like the non-believers or misled by the non-believers is that some Muslims do not actually apply in their life the Islamic greeting, the Islamic way of greet someone. If you meet someone, you have to give them the Islamic greeting, that's to say as-salam, by saying as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. to pray for your brother that peace and blessings and mercy of Allah will be upon you. And they, unfortunately, they are saying and said some of the words said by the non-believers, like good morning, or good afternoon, or good shalom. There is no wrong saying these words, but after delivering the Islamic salam, you want to say good morning, but after saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, simply because this is something to express the peace among the Muslims, and avoiding these doings will be one aspect of imitating the non-believers. This action also would deprive the Muslims from gaining and getting the reward for delivering the Islamic greeting, which would add to your good record 30 good points. That's to say, salatu wa rahmatullah.
Abu Muslimin, إذا قلت له السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أجابك قائلا مرحبا أهلا هلا وغير ذلك من الأجوبة المخالفة لقول الله تعالى وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها. وبعض المسلمين يعلمون أولادهم أن يقولوا عند الوداع باي باي، وهي كلمة أجنبية ينشأ الولد على حب تقليد الكفرة، وكان الواجب على الآباء أن يعلموهم لفظ التحية الوارد في القرآن والسنة، وهو السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
كم that some of Muslims, if said to him assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, unfortunately he does not respond in the Islamic way, but he will not say wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Simply he will say something like good morning, or good afternoon, or hello, or, and this is not the way Islam asks us to do. But you have to say instead wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, in the farewell meeting, some people used to say bye bye, but in actuality Muslims are asked to say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, even in the case of departing someone of your company.
أبو المسلمين يعلمون بناتهم أن يصافحوا الرجال حتى إذا كبرت تعودتها، أعني مصافحة الرجال، وهي عادة الكفرة، وهي محرمة في الإسلام، لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إني لا أصافح النساء، وهذا حديث صحيح رواه الإمام الترمذي في سننه. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن يطعن في رأس أحدكم بمخيط من حديد خير له من أن يمس امرأة لا تحل له. والمحرم هو مصافحة المرأة لمن يحل له زواجها من الرجال كابن العم والخال والخالة وغيره.
Again, the next aspect again related to the Islamic greeting. To say that some Muslims are taking their daughters to shake hands with men, and that's to say with irrelative women, irrelative men, the men those who are able to get married to those women, they are not allowed whatsoever to shake hands with those men, simply because the Prophet said I do not shake hands with irrelative woman. And this is an authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi. And he said other hadiths to warn Muslims against this action. This is simply not to forbid the woman from shaking hands with men. They can do with their close relatives, men, like their brothers or their husbands or their fathers or their uncles or the like. But this is to keep the woman in Islam. A woman in Islam is like a crystal. No one is allowed to touch her unless he is allowed, Islamically speaking, by them so being her father, her brother, her uncle, or her husband. Otherwise, no one is allowed to even touch her. And this is to respect the woman as really Islam do and does respect women even to be touched by her relative men.
وبعض المسلمين إذا رزق بصبي أو بنت راح يبحث عن اسم غريب بنتي ولو نصحته أن يختار اسما لولده مثل محمد وأحمد وعمر وعبد الله وعبد الرحمن أو لبنته مثل سمية وخديجة وعائشة لقال لك إنها أسماء قديمة أنا أرغب في أسماء جديدة ولم يعلم هذا الأب المسلم أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول خير أسمائكم عبد الله وعبد الرحمن والحارث أليس من العاق أن نترك أسماء الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة والصحابيات ثم نسمي بأسماء المغنيات والفنانات وهن الفاسقات ثم لا ترى من اليهود والنصارى والكفرة من يسمي بأسماء الصحابة والصحابيات أو المسلمات.
Again, end with, and I should say, some Muslims unfortunately are giving their children non-believer names. Not to mention one exact example, but we will mention the names that are recommended by Islam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best name you can give your children is Abdullah, Abdurrahman and Al-Harith. And we have in our Islamic history thousands and thousands of names for male and female companions of the Prophet. So let Muslims really choose their children names from our ancestors and let them remind them of their real Islamic ID even in choosing their Muslim names.
ذكرته غيظ من خير أسأل الله أن يهدي قلوبنا وأن يصلح أعمالنا وأعمالكم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
Sheikh said what I just mentioned is some guidelines and some points not to claim that I cover the whole topic, but this is just to shed light on this important issue. You can find it yourself. Hopefully that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would guide us to the right path and to lead us all to his immortal place to live in, that's to say paradise. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. We'd like to end the show by thanking Mu'assasat al-Haramain for giving us the opportunity to listen to this wonderful shaykh, and thank the Shaykh Khalid al-Mizan for giving us a wonderful talk about tashabbuh al-kufar, and we'd inshallah pray that Allah blesses their work, and pray that we can have more opportunities in the future for shaykh the wonderful priest Father Yehudi to come down and shed light on these matters. And this is, we'd like to sign up now for the show. This is, you have listened to the CHRW 94.7, the Muslim Radio Hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.